For years, Oklahoma oil executives have been arguing over a new law that would let companies drill and frack longer horizontal wells in new areas. Supporters say millions would flow to companies, mineral owners, and the state's tax coffers. Legislators are advancing a bill to make this happen, but as State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports, this move is dividing drillers and fracturing Oklahoma's oil industry.
Right now, companies with leases in non-shale rock formations can't drill horizontal wells more than a mile long. Supporters of the legislation say they can't fully develop some of the state's hottest oil fields, and they've backed legislation to change the law. Detractors say this could hurt their development and force smaller companies into legal battles they can't afford. The central dispute? How should the state divide and share valuable property that's underground, moves, and has multiple owners? To help understand all of this, I found a helper, an 8-year-old girl.
Lily Rahel.
And a strawberry milkshake.
It's melting.
What do you think would be the best way for us both to share this milkshake?
Put it in equally amount in two cups.
That would work for a milkshake, but not oil and gas. Oil and gas are fluids and they're underground.
Mm-hmm.
In the oil business, this is called a common source of supply. What if we had to keep it in one cup? What would be the best way to share this milkshake?
You could measure it, and one could drink one quarter, then the other could drink another quarter.
Lily said quarter, but she meant half. So I stuck a strip of tape vertically on the cup to divide it into two sections. In the oil and gas business, this is kind of like a mineral interest. Put a line down it.
Yeah.
Pretty fair?
Mm-hmm.
Lily puts her straw in. I put my straw in. Pretty yummy. We take another drink, but this time I use a little trick to get more yummy milkshake for myself.
You had two straws, so you got the twice amount as I did two times.
Lily is on to me, and she's hit on the classic conundrum at the center of the oil and gas business. When we divide up a milkshake and oil property at the surface, somebody will suck up more of it faster by using two or three straws or drilling multiple wells. Does that seem very fair?
Mm-mm.
But in the oil and gas business, this is perfectly legal. It's called the rule of capture. You own what you can capture. This has some major drawbacks. First, if you drill too many wells, it's bad for the environment, and you can reduce flow and change pressures that harm the entire pool of oil and gas and everyone's ability to pump it out. I moved the tape to mark the side of the cup horizontally, kind of like layers of rock formations in different mineral interests. Lily plops her straw vertically into the top half, her part. I take my straw, bend it, and shove it sideways through her part into my half, the bottom part, but right underneath her straw.
Mm-mm.
And I take a big sip. My mouth is full. Lily's mouth? My sideways straw is a stand-in for a horizontal well, which is at the center of Oklahoma's oil industry drama. Horizontal wells are often drilled through neighboring formations. The owners of those interests, which are often tapped by older vertical wells, say horizontal drilling and fracking reduces flow to their wells and can even damage them. Vertical oil interests formed a group this year called Oklahoma Energy Producers Alliance to drive this point home. Member Pete Brown of energy firm Brown & Borelli spoke at a press event this week.
And we're for horizontal drilling. We just want to do it where we're fairly compensated. We can work a deal with companies if we want to participate, if we want to sell their interest.
The Energy Alliance wants to kill the legislation or change it so horizontal producers are more inclined to make those deals. The legislation hasn't been finalized, but it has the support of the state's two largest industry groups. And the Coalition of Oklahoma Surface and Mineral Owners, says Executive Director Terry Stowers.
We've got companies that say that we are sitting here waiting.
More horizontal development could create jobs and bring new money to the state. But Oklahoma has thousands of vertical wells that could be left behind.
Mm-hmm.
Back with 8-year-old Lily Rahel and our milkshake, being forced to share can leave a bad taste in your mouth. What do you think about strawberry milkshakes?
I don't really like them because it has pieces of strawberry in it, but some of it's sour a little bit to me.
A little sour.
With Oklahoma oil and gas and milkshakes, it's hard to share when everyone's straws are dipping into the same cup. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
Chocolate's your favorite?
And Oreo.
Chocolate and Oreo. Those are two pretty good.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more on energy legislation at the state capitol, visit KGOU.org and click the link for State Impact.